Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches. Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. Brought to you by sponsor A Time to Learn Academy's Help Forward program. Website URL or link is easysite.com/A Time to Learn. I am Shirlene, your hostess. You're welcome here to this religious-themed and educational broadcast where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher, and because I'm participating in the 2016 presidential campaign, my broadcast will not be live again for quite some time. Although you can listen to my broadcast daily, 24 hours. My official campaign website and also the Family Bonding Portal is ShirleneOnline.com. Now, this broadcast is for December 7th, 1 Chronicles 26, chapter 26, verse 9. That's 1 Chronicles chapter 26, beginning with verse 9. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is he from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And his name is Jesus. Others may refer to him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Your donations help to maintain online and offline programs and services, such as career counseling and other help-forward programs for new and existing middle-income family households. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Shirlene Stevens, available 24/7. Sell Avon with one of my sales teams, sales development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Shirlene Stevens with no space in between, spelled S-H-E-R-L-E-N-E. S-T-E-V-E-N-S. And for December's hosted theme, for families who would like to participate, is Global Family December Holiday Traditions Month, beginning December the 1st through January 17th. And this is my yearly event theme for the month of December, where all families can participate, not just you United States citizens. Monday is the state of Delaware's birthday. It's also Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. TV special TV's Funniest Animated Stars, a Paley Center for Media special on Fox beginning at 8, 7 Central. Tuesday is Chrisette Michele and Nicki Minaj's birthday. We remember Flip Wilson. Don't forget, for those who are participating in Kwanzaa, to purchase your 3 red, 3 green, and 1 black candle. Wednesday, we remember John Red Fox Sanford, Jenny Rivera, and Eleanor Parker. Christmas cards were created on December the 9th in 1843, and it's John Malkovich's birthday. Thursday is International Human Rights Day. We remember Chieftain Red Cloud and Michael Clark. And it's the state of Mississippi and Pennsylvania's birthday, along with Raven Simone and Gavin Houston's birthday. Friday, in theaters, The Big Short, In the Heart of the Sea, and it's the state of Indiana's birthday, We remember Ravi Shankar. And it's Monique, the actress Monique, comedian Monique's birthday as well. Saturday, we remember Frank Sinatra. Sunday is St. Lucia Day, I believe. We remember Malcolm X and Morris Turner. And it's Jamie Foxx, Morris Day, and Taylor Swift's birthday. Now, for my hosted theme of December, I would like to highlight some of the TV specials that are being shown this week, such as Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors on December the 10th, NBC at 9, 8 Central, Kate Plus 8, new season episode, 9, 8 Central, on December the 8th, cable channel TLC. December the 10th is the Toy Story 20th Anniversary Special on ABC at 8, 7 Central. And my favorite, the seasonal series of The Great Christmas Light Fight begins on December the 7th, ABC channel, 8, 7 Central. Shaws of Sunset star Jessica Peredeau filed for divorce from Mike Shuhead, so let's keep them in our prayers. Ice-T and Nicole Coco Austin welcomed their first child, daughter Chanel Nicole, on November the 28th. Congratulations to them. Christine Cavallari gave birth to Sailor James on November the 23rd. The Hills alum and her husband, NFL star Jay Cutler, also have sons Camden and Jackson. Elizabeth Hasselbeck will step down from Fox and Friends this month, or she may have already done so, to focus on raising her children, Grace, Taylor, and Isaiah. Adele's 25 sold 3.38 million copies in its first week, beating NSYNC's 2000 album, No Strings Attached, by nearly a million. The 10-time Grammy winner announced she will tour in Europe for the first time in 4 years, beginning February 29th. Lynn Goodman will return to Dancing with the Stars as a judge next season. Comedian John Oliver and former Army medic Kate Norley welcomed a son. This is the first child for the duo, who wed in 2011. Salim Moon Frye and her husband, producer Jason Goldberg, are expecting their fourth child. They are already parents of girls Poet and Jagger and son Lyric. Denzel Washington will receive the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes. Ceremony will air on NBC January the 10th. The Dixie Chicks will reunite for their first U.S. tour in 10 years this summer. The North American leg of the country's trio world tour will kick off June 1st in Cincinnati. Bravo announced a new series, Real Housewives of Potomac, that will premiere January 17th. A Dallas chapter is due later next year. Jennifer Goodwin and husband Josh Dallas are expecting their second child together. The Once Upon a Time co-stars are parents of Oliver, who's now 18 months. Gwyneth Paltrow will appear on A Head Full of Dreams, the new album from her ex, Chris Martin's band, Coldplay. She will provide backing vocals on Everglow. In our prayers box, we have all families who are celebrating the upcoming holiday season, as well as those victims of the California tragedy. Your friends and family, let's keep them in prayer. Also, the family and friends of the Paris victims as well. And let's keep our government in prayer at this time. Special day is on December the 11th to see if we will run out of money once again. We must stay focused. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 1 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 9. My audience, let's prepare for our religious theme discussion. Ready? Let's begin. And Meshelemiah had sons and brethren, strong men, 18. Also Hozah of the children of Merari had sons. Simri, the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him the chief. Pausing for a moment. Now that is something that is not very common back in the day, to not allow your firstborn to be the chief. So there must have been something special in regards to Simri, for his father to have done to him to become the chief. Verse 11, Hilkiah the second, Tabaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, also the sons and brethren of Hozah were 13. Among these were the divisions of the porters, even among the chief men, having wards once against another, to minister in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots, as well as the small as the great, according to the house of their fathers, for every gate. And the lot eastward fell to Shemaiah. Then for Zechariah his son, a wise counselor, they cast lots, and his lot came out northward, to Obadiah, southward, and to his sons the house of Asupin, to Shupin, and Hozah, the lot came forth westward, with the gate Shaltitheth, by the causeway of the going up, ward against ward. Eastward were 6 Levites, northward 4 day, southward 4 a day, and toward Asupim 2 and 2, and Parbar westward 4 at the causeway and 2 at Parbar. These are the divisions of the porters among the sons of Kori, and among the sons of Merari, and of the Levites, and Ahijah was over the treasures of the house of God, and over the treasures of the dedicated things. As concerning the sons of Laadan, the sons of Gershonah, Laadan, chief fathers, even of Laadan, the Gershonite, were Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zetham, and Joel, his brother, which were over the treasure of the house of the Lord, of the Amorites, and of the Isharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, and Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was ruler of the treasures, and his brethren by Eleazar, Rehabiah, his son, and Josiah, his son, and Joram, his son, and Zishri, his son, and Shelemith, He said, Shelomith and his brethren were over all the treasures of the dedicated things, which David the king and the chief fathers, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the host had dedicated. Out of the spoils won in battle did they dedicate to maintain the house of the Lord. And all that Samuel the seer, and Saul the son of Kish, and Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zechariah had dedicated. And whosoever had dedicated anything, it was under the hand of Shelomith and of his brethren. Of the Hiharites, Shenani and his sons were for the outward business over Israel, for officers and judges. Pausing for a moment, so there was orderly fashion in the way leadership was conducted back then. Much orderly than we have of our leaderships today in government and in other sectors, religion, etc. There are not many leaders, loyal, disciplined, upright leaders, folks. I thank my God for allowing me to be chosen to be one. I believe I could be a great leader for this country if given the opportunity. Verse 30. And of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brethren, men of valor, 1,700, were officers among them of Israel, on this side Jordan, westward, in all the business of the Lord, and in the service of the king. Among the Hebronites was Jeriah, the chief, even among the Hebronites, according to the generations of his father. In the 40th year of the reign of David, they were sought for, and they were found among them mighty men of valor at Jazer of Gilead. And his brethren, men of valor, were 2,700 chief fathers, whom King David made rulers over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and affairs of the king. So, pausing for a moment, David did not separate the leadership of people who participated in religion and community leadership. He trained them to do both. So, in order to have upright people in government, should they be people with morals, with discipline, with honesty, values? Not saying that they have to be religious or participate in religion, a place of worship on a daily basis, but just believing and trusting in God to lead them in the correct manner, not just for their own interests, but for the entire community's and tribe's interests. Amen? Continuing with chapter 27. Now the children of Israel, after their number, to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses, which came in and went out, month by month, throughout all the course, were 24,000. Over the first course, for the first month, was Jeshobeam, the son of Zabdiel, and in his course were 24,000. Of the children of Perez, was the chief of all the captains of the host for the first month. And over the course of the second month was Dodanim, a Hoite. And of his course was Mikloth, also the ruler. And his course, likewise, were 24,000. The third captain of the host for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest. And in his course were 24,000. This is that Benaiah, who was mighty among the 30 and above the 30, and in his course was Amizabed, his son. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Azahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebediah, his son, after him, and in his course were 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shemhuth, the Esavite, and in his course were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite. And in his course were 24,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Elez, the Pelonite, of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Zippikay, the Hushathite of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Anatothite of the Benjamites, and in his course were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Merari, the Nephidite of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaiah, the Parathonite of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Heldiah, the Nephidite, Neel, and in his course were 24,000. Furthermore, of the tribes of Israel, the ruler of the Reubenites were Eleazar, the son of Zichri of the Semanites, Shephatiah, the son of Machai, of the Levites, Hashabiah, the son of Kemuel, of the Aaronites, Zadok, of Judah, Elihu, one of the brethren of David, of Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael, of Zebulun, Ishmael, the son of Obadiah, of Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azriel, of the children of Ephraim, Oshay, the son of Azaziah, of the half-tribe of the Manasseh, Joel, the son of Padiah, of the half-tribe of Manasseh, and Gilead, Edo, the son of Zechariah, of Benjamin, Jaaziel, the son of Abner, of Dan, Azariel, the son of Jeroham. These were the princes of the tribes of Israel. But David took not the number of them for 20 years old and under. So, those who were 20 years old and under were not apart, because the Lord had said he would increase Israel like to the stars of the heaven. So he wanted to have the male genders around, the younger male genders, to obey God's commandments. Joab, the son of Zechariah, began to number, but he finished not, because there fell wrath for it against Israel. Neither was the number put in the account of the chronicles of King David. And over the king's treasures was Azmaveth, the son of Adiel, and over the storehouses in the fields, in the city, and in the villages, and in the castles was Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah. And over them that did the work of the field for tillage of the ground was Ezri, the son of Chilob. And over the vineyards was Shemaiah, the Raphathite. Over the increase of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi, the Shiphamite. And over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the low plains was Baalanin, the Gediah. And over the cellars of oil was Joash. And over the herds that fed in Sharon was Sheet-Ray, the Sharonite. And over the herds that were in the valleys was Shaphat, the son of Adilei. Over the camels also was Obil, the Ishmaelite. And over the asses was Jediah, the Mevrathite. And over the flocks was Jizi, the Hagarite. All these were the rulers of the substance which was King David's. Also, Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. And Jael, the son of Hakamani, was with the king's son. And Ahithophel, king's counselor, and Hushai, the Archite, was the king's commandant or companion. And after Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar, and the general of the king's army was Joab. Continuing with chapter 28, and David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over the thousand, and captains over the hundreds, and stewards over all the substance and possessions of the king and of his sons, with the officers, and with the mighty men, and with all the valiant men unto Jerusalem. Then David the king stood up upon his feet and said, "Hear me, my brethren, and my people, As for me, I had in mind heart to build an house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God, and had made ready for the building. But God said unto me, Thou shalt not build an house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war and hast shed blood. Howbeit the Lord God of Israel chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he hath chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me king over all of Israel. Pausing for a moment, in the New Testament, we will discover that Jesus, Yeshua, Isa, came from the tribe of Judah. And so this is the promise that God had made to David, that chosen Judah to be the ruler, and the house of Judah, the house of David's father, and of the sons of David's father. That's why he was king over all of Israel. Pausing for a moment, God knows our beginnings as well as our endings, and in order for Jesus to become the only begotten son, David had to become, David was in line of that family line to become a king. So sometimes things occur in order for God to make true of what he has prophesied or what he says will be. Now, suppose David was not a nice man. Would it have mattered? No, not really. Because it had to be from the house of Judah. And if David was the only male child within the house of Judah, then David would still have gone through the training and et cetera that he had gone through. And I'm going to stop right there, and we'll continue with chapter 28, beginning with verse 5 for next time. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over signed scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you for reading along at the New Monday Show with me. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen, to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, and the God of peace shall be with you.